Hello?
Hi, Samantha. It's Rachel from Independent Home Care.
Yeah, I got your message. Sorry, I didn't recognize your number, and my phone, like,
No
does this
worries.
spam call risk.
No worries. Okay, so your experience is amazing. I mean, I did check up your home health aid in the registry real quick, and it's still active. So I'd love to send you an application.
What hours are y'all looking for?
So we have very different hours. Like sometimes it's morning, overnight, whatever clients we could find, and that will fit your schedule.
Yeah, I just went through a really bad experience with Classims,
mm-hmm.
where it was kind of like that, but the scheduler was not very. I don't want to give up my, because I've been working Brooklyn. I've been working as a CNA 10 years, and I've been thriving awesomely working every Saturday and Sunday at Crown. I just don't want to give it up because I like my residence at the facility, but I'm usually home Monday through Friday. Brooklyn, don't hit it. I haven't bought a screen protector. Jesus. I was looking because I live right here in Dryden, so I don't know if you guys got clients in Dryden.
So in what county are you?
I'm in Tompkins County.
Oh, okay, yeah. We do service Tompkins County. So the way it works is we service by county. And then once we have a caregiver, we try to find clients for the caregiver. What I would say is you can start filling out an application. You don't have to quit your other jobs to take on hours with us.
Yeah, I wasn't planning to. Right now, just sadly, I'm looking for something like during the week, school hours.
Okay.
I mean, I make decent money at my one job because I get automatically 40 hours a week. I'm a weekend warrior, and they add on an extra 8 hours for free paid. It's actually really awesome. And I work evenings and overnights on the weekends usually, but they're switching me to days and evenings here soon.
Okay.
So I'm looking like Monday through Friday with the kids. From I got to be out by 3, like exactly at 3 o'clock, as long as it's near Groton area or Dryden, so I can grab my daughter from school and then meet my other kids at the school bus stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're looking for like part-time hours, then yeah, definitely. Full-time hours can sometimes take a little bit of time to get you to that point, but if you're part-time during the day, I mean, I don't see why not. The onboarding process, can take, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks. And once you're onboarded with us, we try and find clients for you.
Yeah, I'm patient. I'm not in no hurry to get in the field.
Okay. Okay, so let's start with the application, okay? I can send it to your email. Can you just give me your email address?
Samantha Weir, 865.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. So your first and last name. 865?
She's so cute. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and your home address?
7 Second Street, Dryden, New York. 13053, I think.
Okay. Great. Okay. And do you speak any other languages by chance?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Okay.
Strictly English.
Question. Okay. Because sometimes we have clients with different, they speak different languages, and we want to make sure.
If they had those devices, mm-hmm. new devices that they got, if they had that,
right.
I can work with that because I do have somebody at my current facility with something like that.
Okay.
Where you can communicate with them back and forth, where they have like a headpiece or whatever.
Okay.
Talk to them. It speaks them in Spanish.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
About it.
Yeah, they've got a lot of that stuff now.
Okay. Okay, so you can look out for an email from HR at Independent. It'll have the application there, and then we're also going to need your IDs, of course. Do you have proper IDs?
Yeah, I've got proper IDs.
Okay, great. So you can look out for the application, and maybe we'll be in touch tomorrow?
Yeah. What was the pay rate?
sure. The starting pay is $19 an hour.
Ah, all right. Hi, what are you doing? And then part-time hours are like 3 days a week, right?
Part-time hours can be whatever you're available. So there's no like set shift or set time. It's whenever you're available and how many hours you want to take on.
Oh.
Full-time hours is 40 hours, so.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be taking on because I already got a full-time job. I can't handle two full-time jobs. This
so
would honestly be my babysitting money.
Mm-hmm. So part-time would be like, you know, if you say you're available 3 days a week for 3 hours, you try and find a client for you. But, of course, the more flexible you are, the easier it is for us to find a client.
Yeah. I was looking for, like I said, Groton range and Dryden, and I just want to make sure I can commute okay, especially during the winter time, because we had a really bad winter, really bad. I mean, I have three vehicles, actually. This works out if you're waiting like 2 or 3 weeks for processing, because I've got my one main vehicle going in the shop right now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the summer.
Oh, I can't wait. Believe me. My trailer's like a mud pit right now with this weather.
Crazy.
But yeah, so I'll send that over, and once I get my kids to bed tonight, is it online? Because I don't got no fancy stuff at home.
Okay, no worries. You can do it on your phone. It's a DocuSign.
All right, and I probably won't be able to meet you in person for another couple weeks anyways, because like I said, my car's not going to be ready for another couple weeks.
For you to get on board, you don't really have to come into the office.
Everything
is online, and then orientation is via Zoom.
Orientation through Zoom. You know, I like you guys. I really like, that's awesome. Because when, like I said, when I was working for Glasson, like I had a really bad, like I said, a really bad experience with them. I was working nonstop. They promised me work stability and never gave me that. And they had me going to Ithaca after I told them I didn't want to go to Ithaca. Had me going to Trumansburg. Had me going all over the place. And I told them not to do that to begin with. And they went behind my back and they knew I was desperate and hard up for an income at that time, and then went behind my back and basically just took me off something that worked for me. Just I think they're too insightful.
That's
but
funny.
One of my girlfriends had a bad experience with them, too, so apparently I'm not the only one.
Oh, wow.
Apparently I'm not the only one that went through it. I don't recommend them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't. I hate talking that bad about the business, but I got PTSD from them. And they gave me my HHA, but they gave me a run for my money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you should have received the application, or you're going to receive it in the next few minutes. Okay, I guess you'll do it tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to get my kids to bed, and then have quiet time, because I've got five kids, and they're all in school during the day. And they go to their Mimi's on the weekends. Yeah. They go to their Mimi's or their auntie's house, usually, actually leaving tomorrow night. They leave tomorrow night, and they don't come back home until late Sunday night with their dad.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not trying to pay extra money for daytime stuff. I'm trying to work with the kids' school hours right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I'll get that to you.
Okay, great. It was great talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.